Hey everybody, welcome back to Wicked Good Sports. This is At The Buzzer, and we're joined, as always, by Ryan Flynn, filling in for Jack Tiernan. Ryan, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Brian. I mean, it's a good time to be a Celtics fan right now. Couldn't ask for much more on that front, you know?
No, it is a great time to be a Celtics fan. 3-0 on the season, victories over the 76ers and Heat, who we assume will be two of the better teams at the end of the year. And then they beat the Magic too, who, yeah, we don't assume they're going to be one of the better teams, but still, a win's a win. What'd you see in the 76ers game that you liked?
So I remember last week I had kind of expressed that I was hesitant. I didn't really want to make a definitive prediction. Mm-hmm. I'm now kind of biting my tongue because especially once I started watching the game, you know, you get nervous, especially like the Sixers are looking pretty good on paper this year, but like, oh man, I forgot like the Sixers, like the Celtics are just a terrible matchup for them, right? They're a very slow half-court team that really wants to bring you to their pace. They're going to try to draw a lot of fouls. Mm-hmm. You know, the Celtics.
James Harden's going to try to draw a lot of fouls? What?
Joel Embiid, a seven-foot plusser who flops on the ground like on charges.
Yep.
Yeah. No, but so, yeah, like, you saw the obvious where the Celtics are just faster, they're more athletic. Mm. Of course, at first, like, you know, the 76ers, it kind of looked at first to be a close game. And I think for me, a big turning point was, do you remember when Marcus Smart and Embiid kind of like, they kind of locked arms?
Yeah. Right. It almost looks like Smart got hurt on that play, fortunately.
Yeah. And then Embiid flopped to the ground and Brown got involved. Yeah. You kind of saw it like, so I think Smart said in an interview, you know, he's lucky, like, he didn't crack his skull because that's what he would have done in the past. I will say, like, last year, Smart kind of seemed like for a second he was going to go at it. I don't think we would have saw that last year. At the end of the year, at least, with just the relationship Udoka seemed to have with him. Mm-hmm. But I think it was kind of good. He almost popped off and got a little upset because I kind of felt at that moment, like, I just felt like, you know, the tone of the game really shifted and, you know, the Sixers just didn't stand a chance. And I mean, what it came down to is that just Brown and Tatum are like, yeah, you know what? We are the best players right now on the court. Mm-hmm. What, 35 and 36 points? Just like, you know, you kind of forget. It's like, you know, we compare them to George and Leonard, but it's like these guys are younger, right? They're
right.
What? I mean, Paul George had 40 points the other night.
Sure. Like, yeah, yeah.
But I mean, these are two guys that can easily, you know, be top 10 players in the league for a long time. Mm-hmm. Tatum's already there. I really do think Brown has the potential to be a top 10 player.
Yeah.
I find that both, for a while, personally.
They're both so young. I mean, it's a meme. Yeah. Like, Jason Tatum's so young, he's been, like,
yeah,
the thing people have said about him for so long. But he is very young.
No, yeah, especially, yeah, and I think there's a joke with his height as well. Because someone said he got taller, and he's like, well, haven't I been 20 for, like...
Yeah.
You know, but it is, because, I mean, these are two guys that, right... It was an odd circumstance where they got drafted early picks on like a team that was semi-competitive. So they've been in it forever, right?
Yeah. It seems like they've been in the league forever, but they're both, what, 24, 26? Like,
yeah, and like Tatum is 24 still. Brown might have turned 26. You might be right in that. Yeah. I thought 25, 26, yeah.
Yeah. I thought maybe it might have been yesterday. If so, happy birthday to Jaylen Brown. Yeah,
absolutely.
So, yeah, off of that, I feel like, man, we got a straight-up rivalry between the Heat now. It is great. I love it. The Heat fans fucking hate the Celtics. I follow a lot of them on Twitter because, yep, of course, the Dolphins, you know, a lot of crossover, which is very fun for me. I don't think the Celtics hate the Heat, at least this iteration of the Heat, because I think the Celtics have been successful lately against the Heat, but I love that we have a rivalry brewing with Miami. So what'd you see in this game?
Oh yeah, so I mean, right, the Heat are a good team, and again, the kind of strategy that you're going to use against the Sixers, it's not going to work as much against the Heat, right? They're a tough physical team, you know. Mm-hmm. As you know, the mantra of Pat Riley, right? Everyone's got to be in crazy good shape.
Yep.
Obviously, Kyle Lowry doesn't always fit that bill, but
right. Yeah, he's just blessed. He's just too caked up to, you know, be under the weight limit, but that's fine. That's not his fault. That's genetics.
Yeah, it worked. Hey, it works for him.
It does.
But yeah, I thought, you know, we had a clear lead. I remember at one point, and then it kind of got close again. And again, that's to be expected. Like, things aren't going to go perfectly all the time. You know, there's going to be moments where we get a little careless. But again, I just felt the whole time, I never felt like the Celtics would lose. I would be like frustrated. I'm like, this is a little closer than I was hoping.
Yeah.
But I never felt like this team is better.
Right.
You know? And you had like, what? I think Tyler Herro had a pretty big night.
Mm-hmm. So one thing I have to ask, I personally love this. Just want to get your thoughts on it on the record. Jimmy Butler's fake look for media day. What did you think of that? Because now those are the photos that they're going to have to use in every promo thing for the rest of the year. It looks nothing like him. In fact, I didn't know this happened. So when they like promoted the Heat and Celtics game on Twitter, I was like, who is that?
My first thought was, this dude needs help. Like, are you okay? You know, like, someone talk to them, someone get their boy.
Yeah.
Is he, like, what's going on? Is it midlife some sort of midlife crisis thing? Or, like, you know, I guess, like, 35, whatever, you know, whatever his age is. But, yeah, no, it was bizarre. I think the weirdest part for me was the no facial hair. You know, he always kind of had something going on. Just that with the no facial hair was pretty wild. It's tough with Jimmy Butler because, right, he is a very intense guy.
Mm-hmm.
Different teams he's been on, you know, this team really works for him, right?
Mm-hmm.
He has a lot of buy-in. He gets a lot of buy-in from the other players and his intensity. But, you know, he's clashed on other teams. It's kind of tough for me to tell when he's being serious and when he's not.
Right.
Like, I know, like, you know, he'll always, whenever they ask him about PJ Tucker, he'll always be like, you know, basically like FPJ, he's a traitor. And it's like, you know, PJ didn't play with him that long, right? So it's like, I can't tell if he's joking. He probably isn't, you know. But.
It's like, oh, yeah, that's very funny. He's like, no, I hate PJ. He comes anywhere near me, beat him up. But I loved that he did that. But big win. Two big wins to start off the season against, you know, usually, most likely playoff teams. The Magic, they're not there, obviously. No. But you know, they might be a up and coming team, maybe a scrappy team, and they certainly played the Celtics in a scrappy way on Saturday. What do you think of this game?
So they are definitely an up and coming team. An important thing is to think of, like, so Paolo Banchero. Right. I knew this. I think I've kind of told you, like, this is just a guy who looked like NBA ready, like, especially physically, but on all ends. And it's just like, everyone I've talked to, man, this is just like a grown man, like, on the floor as a rookie. Like, he's just like, you know, he came in, I think he got the most points in a debut game as a rookie since, like, LeBron, right? He had 27 points, 9 rebounds, and 6 assists in his first game.
Pretty crazy.
He's had 20 plus points every game. First two are almost double doubles. You know, and then there's Franz Wagner, who I think is an incredible player, right? He's another, you know, guy from Germany, another 6'10 forward. He can kind of do the point forward thing, right? He can kind of do a little bit of everything. But to me, he's more of like a second star. So for sure, Paolo is really going to fill that role as the primary. And you have a ton of talent on that team. But Wendell Carter Jr. is a great center, you know. They're not even really using Mo Bamba. You know, Cole Anthony, it's kind of a question of how he fits in, right? He's a guy who kind of is going to want the ball a lot. That's not what you want when you got these two, like, just incredible, like, 6'10 powerhouses, you know, who also just have a ton of finesse. But, yeah, they're a good team. So a good young team, and this is a game, right? They're kind of sneaky good. Like, obviously, they're not going to have a winning record or anything like that, right?
It's gonna take a while.
It always takes a while. But this is a sneaky good young team, right? And I think they're going to be better than we'd expect fairly fast. And so this is the kind of game, like, you know, you just played two teams. It's your second game in a row on the road. These are the kind of games, like, I can just see the Celtics messing up, right?
Sure, yeah.
It's an easy loss.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the fact that they were able to pull it together and win, you know, was huge. And, you know, Jalen did not play well, but he kept shooting. And those nights happen, you know. And I think it seems like him and Tatum have both really grown. And I think like now we're kind of at the point where like, you know, he can learn from those mistakes.
Right. And hey, Derek White stepped up. I mean, you know, he's still on the dad energy, I guess, from the playoffs that we talked about.
Yeah.
But
I'd have to look up his 3-point percentage too, but he's been pretty automatic from three.
Mm-hmm. So very exciting. Obviously tonight, it'll be the game will be over by the time people listen to this. But who you got, Celtics Bulls?
Celtics Bulls. It's got to be the Celtics. I mean, they've looked fantastic. The Bulls, you know, I think they played last night. LaVine came back. He looked pretty good, but I don't know. The Bulls are just, to me, they're just like a fringe team. I think this, you know, last year that was their peak. I don't think the team as is. I don't see them getting better, but also, right, they've got like these three stars. It's kind of like you don't want to tank with that. You just got to play. But like with the competition in the East, I just can't even see them breaking the eight. And like I said, I've always, even with everything that went on, I was never doubtful that the Celtics were at least a top three team. Mm-hmm. Right now, it's very early in the season. It's 30 games. You can't really, you don't want to jump to any conclusions. But they are looking like, you know, they potentially could be the best team in the East.
Right. You know,
personally, I would never be worried about a matchup with them in the Sixers in the playoffs, right? Even when I was higher on this, I still think the 76ers are going to be very good this year. There's just, you know, Joel Embiid doesn't seem very happy. It seems like they've got some kinks they've got to work out. Celtics to hit the spread. No, yeah, Celtics to hit the spread, absolutely.
Awesome. This, we didn't talk about this before, but this is tangentially related to the Celtics. Danny Ainge, how did he make the Jazz so good by getting rid of all these players? And Kelly Olynyk, former Celtic, hit a game winner last night. What is happening in Utah?
Yeah, so that's just, I mean, it's Trader Danny, right? He's a guy, right?
Danny's a trader.
But also just like...
Oh, Trader.
He's known me. He loves to trade.
I thought you were being like Jimmy Butler here.
No. I guess it's a double entendre kind of thing. But no, he got us, right? He got us the Brown pick and the Tatum pick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I remember seeing that Gobert trade. And you're like, oh, man, he like... All right, it could be a cool fit, but, like, man, he scalped the Timberwolves.
Yeah.
He got everything he could, right?
And right.
Even the Mitchell trade, he got stuff, but you could kind of – you know, for Danny Ainge, he's just, like, holding his tongue, and he's like, I'm going to get you back, Brent. You know, like, I don't think he was happy with – but, yeah, he's just so good at that, right? He has all – and that was kind of the thing is the Jazz, it's pretty obvious they want to tank, right?
Right. Well, we thought –
Oh, I think they do. So I think, honestly, right, he's just so good at getting assets, right? And, like, you know, you have these players, you got to get some players in return. You know, they're not a cohesive team, really. They're not going to win 50 wins or anything as is, right?
Right.
But they've got players. Yeah, they've got guys you would want on your roster, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you just said, you know, Kelly Olynyk, sure, you know, Lauri Markkanen, Mike Conley, Rudy Gay, Jordan Clarkson, I think Vanderbilt, I want to say. He was from the Timberwolves. Yeah.
Right.
Just all really, like, solid players. So it kind of makes sense. The fact that they beat the Nuggets first game was ridiculous.
Right.
But the Nuggets
beat the Timberwolves after.
Yeah, that too. But the Timberwolves, I mean, the Timberwolves are going to have kinks to work out. That's that's going to be tough with Cat and Gobert, like, it is a cool concept, but a lot of that team's, like, I feel like a lot of that team's, like, efficiency came from the fact that, like, you know, you had to pull your center to guard Cat on the perimeter, and that's going to open up a lot for, like, you know, Ant Edwards, D'Angelo Russell. D'Angelo Russell and Gobert make sense together offensively in theory, but it's just going to, like, Gobert kind of forces you into a more half-court, slow offense. I don't really think that's what especially Anthony Edwards is suited for. Probably not.
Right.
Cat is best suited for either. So yeah, it's going to be really interesting.
Yeah, I just thought it was very fun. There were a lot of memes last night about Danny accidentally building a super team of misfits.
No, and that's what it was. And like I've never thought that me and my friend were going over predictions, right? And he's like, dude, this team is like good. Like they'd probably be a play in or late playoff team. It's like, yeah, but I don't think that's what Ainge is going for.
No, I don't think so either.
Saw that and was like, oh boy.
Yeah.
These guys are building. Oh, they have Colin Sexton as well. He could score 20, 30 on you any given night. I think a lot of these guys right now are probably building up their trade value. Mm-hmm. Danny's just going to
He's going to trade them again.
Just 100%. That's what he's going to flip most of these guys, I believe.
Yeah. But, so I guess in a couple of years, Jazz is going to be very good.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, I mean, I think they're definitely one of the top teams to tank for Wembanyama for sure.
Yeah, right. Oh, man. All right, Ryan, you've been writing for the WickedEverythingSports.com blog. Can you give that a little plug here?
Yeah, sure. I've been doing a preview with this NBA season, predicting Eastern and Western Conference standings, going from countdown from the worst team to the team I think will rank first, giving records, I'm giving the team rundown, all of that. So if you want to check that out, get mad at whatever prediction I made about your team. Feel free.
That's the real fun of all this is
just
pissing people off when I intend at some point to just like piss Buffalo Bills fans off. They deserve it, quite frankly. So I'm gonna have to talk shit about possibly the best team in the league. But go follow Ryan on there. We can get everythingsports.com. And do you have anything else you want to plug?
No, just, it's a good time to be a Celtics fan. Only 3 games in, you can't just assume that it's going to be this easy all season, but it's a good start. Let's just hope it keeps up.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for your time, Ryan.
All right. Thank you.
As for this channel, you can follow us on Twitter at Wicked Good Sport or WG Everything, Instagram Wicked Good Everything, Twitch at twitch.tv/WickedGoodEverything, and on TikTok search Wicked Good Sports, search Wicked Good Everything. We will see you all in the next one.